Good evening, all.
Good evening.
Tonight we are very excitedly beginning Mitzvah Chavdal, the 24th Mitzvah of the Torah. And of course, as we said last night, we are in a new Parsha. Last night we finished the 20th Mitzvah that could be found in Parshas Bo. And now we're moving on to Parshas B'Shalach. The first and only Mitzvah of Parshas B'Shalach is the 24th Mitzvah of the Torah. Shelo Neitzei B'Shabbos Chus LaTchum. A person is not allowed to go out of what we call the Tchum, the border of Shabbos, the border of our areas on Shabbos. So what does this mean? So first of all, the Pasuk says, Re'u Ki Hashem Nasan Lachem HaShabbos. God gives us Shabbos. Alkin Hu Nosein Lachem B'Yom HaShishi. Therefore, on the sixth day, He gives us lechem yomayim shvu. He gives us bread that will last for 2 days. Shvu ish tachtav al yitzei ish memkomo bayom hashvi'i. And therefore, every person should sort of remain in their place, and a person should not leave his place specifically on this seventh day. So, what does this mean exactly? So, says the Chinuch as follows. According to the Chinuch and according to the Rambam, we'll see not everyone agrees with this, but according to these two, there is a biblical commandment that in Beshalach that you're not allowed to go beyond certain specific defined boundaries on Shabbos. And Amar says, "Al yitzei ish mekomo bayom hashvi'i," that it says you shall not leave your place on the seventh day. So uva pirush alav. What's the explanation of all of this? She mekomo nikra, that a person's place is considered what? Kol she'ino marchik yosir mishalosh parsos chutz la'ir, that as long as a person doesn't leave more than three parses, we'll see in a second what a parse is, but as long as a person doesn't leave more than three parses from beyond the limits of their city, then they'll be okay. Once they go beyond that point, then it's not okay according to the Torah. So what is a parsa? A parsa arba milin. One parse is considered 4 mil. V'hamil alpayim amma, and 1 mil is considered 2,000 amos. So those of you who are in high math, how many amos is that from the city limits? 3 parsa, 4 mil. So how many mil? 12 mil. And how many amos? 24,000. Right? Because if, yeah, good? Okay, 24,000. So that means, according to the Torah, you are allowed to go a maximum of 24,000, almost beyond the city limits. This distance is measured from the final house, the house that's on the edge of the city limits, all the way at the end. Even if you have a city that's the size of, I guess, evidently Nineveh, where Yonah, right, where he wants to go visit, that, I guess it was a big city. So the Chinuch says, if the city is even as big as Nineveh, you can walk anywhere in the city, and then you could walk an additional 24,000 amos outside of it, and that would still be okay. But once you go beyond that, that will be not good news for the Jews. Zehu b'din Torah, this is according to the Torah. However, Ela shechachamim gadru geder, the chachamim said, you know what, we're a little concerned. 24,000 amos is a long journey, so if someone's going to make that journey, they'll think, okay, 36,000, you do a little more, it's okay. So therefore, Chazal come around and say, asur shalol leilich yoser mi'alpayim amos chutz leir. They say you can't go more than 2,000 amos outside of the city limit. So it's a clear cut down, right? That's 22,000. Almost less than the Torah would allow, but they wanted to be extra careful. Now, Mishar She Mitzvah Zo, what is the root of this mitzvah? Shenizkor v'neidash ha'olam mechudash v'lo kadmon. We have to realize and remember that the world, it has a creator, and it has not existed forever. We'll find this when we, God willing, get up to the 32nd mitzvah of the Torah, and that is, of course, the mitzvah to keep Shabbos. What does it say over there? Ki shishis yamim asa Hashem asa shemayim v'asa aretz. As I am as kol shabam, that God created the world in 6 days. V'yanach v'yom hashvi'i, He rested on the seventh day. Al kin l'zkor davar. Therefore, in order for us to sort of remember this, ra'oi lanu shenanuach l'makom echad, that we should make sure that we stay in one place and that we're resting in one place. Klomar shlo neilich b'derech rechok, so that you should not be going to a far away on a far away journey. Rak derech tiul v'ona great. How should you walk around on Shabbos? You should walk around. You're enjoying yourself, taking a nice stroll in a leisurely manner. And according to the Torah, if you're walking these 24,000 amos, or this 12 mil on Shabbos, according to the Torah, that's going to be considered a leisurely walk. Again, Chazal then limited back down to 2,000 amos. You can't go more than that outside of the city limits. But the whole idea is that you should remember that God is the creator of the world, and just like He created the world in 6 days and then rested on the seventh day, so too should you rest and not walk an excessive amount on Shabbos. So that is where we're up to now in this mitzvah. I think for now we'll stop right here. God willing, next week we'll continue with the rest of it, but for now we'll conclude right here.